The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There is a Dominican moral theologian named Servé Pánquer who really articulated quite well the role of law and duty in our lives. And he really said that there's two ways we kind of can look at law. The first way that we can look at law is something that restricts us. It tells us what we can't do, what we shouldn't do. It might indicate that there's even some penalties if we don't follow the law. And he said that really is a type of freedom that isn't always free, because the focus is on the restriction and not on the becoming. He said there's another type of freedom that we choose to embrace because it helps us to become someone better. The first type of freedom is license. It's kind of the feeling that we can do whatever we want. We don't have to follow any rule. But Pánquer observes that if we live that way, things tend to get worse for us. We might drink too much, or we might drive recklessly, or something horrible might happen. We generally are not as free, he says, in the first sense, if that's our focus, than we would be if, in fact, we chose to live by principles. That we, in fact, sometimes sacrifice our license for a greater good. Now, all of you who are parents know that you do that. Your child gets sick in the middle of the night. If it was just license, you might tell them to go away because you're tired and you want to continue sleeping. But you limit your license because of the greater good of your relationship with your children. You do that for your spouse. You do that for your students. You do that for other people. You do that for your brothers or sisters. That's what Nehemiah is hearing as Ezra reads the law. Not something that's purely restrictive, but rather something that when it's embraced leads to life and to holiness. Now, as Christians, we believe the ultimate law is Jesus. That even St. Paul says that if we only focus on the law and not on the person of Jesus, our sins are the only thing that are pointed out to us. Today, let us ask the Lord Jesus to help us to follow him, so that we might become truly free in a loving relationship with him.